Why, if I had my dictionary handy, I'd get you good. For once, I'd like to say something dramatically effective to win my argument with you. You dirty, rotten scoundrel. You're just a rapscallion, that's what you are. Why, you no good son of a... You terminological inexactitude. I want to express my expletives in an original or surprising way, but I just can't find the right word. Most current literary and journalistic and social mediaistic jargon is filled with a few key and unimaginative cuss words, most beginning with F and S and A, and a handful of other worn-out exclamations. I'd like to use a word that is either made up, that's too easy, or resuscitated, or reborn, or hopefully funny. What about you, Simon Legree? Well, you'd have to be literary to know you don't want to be called that. What about you, slimy Ewok? Well, only HGW would take umbrage. How's about you, dirty human? But Pierre Bollet would just laugh. You, scum-sucking pig? Only an amigo can get away with that. See how hard it is for book nerds to come up with something powerful? There aren't enough fellow book nerds around who would get these allusions. I'll just settle for, you cad. That way you won't even be offended. I won't get punched. No profanities will have been employed. And as Dylan Thomas would say, then we can both sit down and have some tea. Just one nerd and one cad and some goodwill to round out the day. There, that wasn't so tough, was it? Meanwhile, be prepared. I'm still trolling through all those old dictionaries I keep around my house and the shop to find just the right word to diminish you and make you jealous of my word skills. Problem is, not all words appear in dictionaries. Said dictionaries seem to go out of date upon publication. This has been true for several centuries. Samuel Johnson said it in 1755 that his own dictionary contained many defects, but, quote, it is unavoidable. I could not visit caverns to learn the miner's language, nor take a voyage to perfect my skill in the dialect of navigation, nor visit the warehouses of merchants and shops of artificers to gain the names of wares, tools, and operations, of which no mention is found in books. Close quote. Geez, even the master himself was at a loss of words.